The program is 7 second delay, and joining me now through the magic of Skype, it's Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, is that a different version of our theme song? A slightly different version?
No.
Maybe I think the opening was a little different.
No, exactly. Oh. Exactly.
I love our theme song. I never really listened to it like I did just now.
Wow.
You know, and our theme song has a smoking guitar solo too.
That's the Friends of Don Quixote.
Yeah.
That's their signature smoking guitar solos.
Are they still around? Are they still performing?
I do not know.
No way to find out.
Nope. Be impossible to find out.
So while during that theme song, you know what I was doing? Looking around my office for gum. That's kind of my signature move, chewing gum while I talk, annoyingly right into the microphone.
It's really terrible. You really got to.
My fans have come to expect it.
Your fans tolerate it. Mm. Your fans love you in spite of the gum chewing, not because of the gum chewing.
All right, I'm going to go without. See what happens.
Great.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, thank you.
This is how things happen. This is how the scientific breakthroughs occur.
Well, I'm looking at the listener monitor, and we just picked up 35 listeners.
Because I'm not chewing gum?
Yeah, because you stopped chewing gum.
Maybe I'll smoke a cigar. I'm in my office.
Yeah, no problem with a cigar.
Yeah.
That doesn't
Maybe
make...
I will. Don't yeah. think I won't.
Why, you smoke cigars inside your office?
I do. I have an air freshener gimmicky thing.
Oh, really? It sucks the smoke out?
Yeah, it's a big filter there. Yeah.
So you like hot box yourself inside your office and
Well, I have to open a window because I'm afraid of the smoke alarm.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing if some fire engine was dispatched? I'm live on the air. I have to explain I'm smoking a cheap cigar. Oh my God, I hope my kids aren't listening.
Well, you could just like put a paper bag and tape over your smoke detector.
Oh, I see. I guess you would know.
Yeah.
I was about to say, how would you know, Ken, how to avoid detection while you're smoking something? What a silly, silly goose I am to even ask.
You are a silly goose.
I know. You've written a book on avoiding smoke detectors.
It was just a very long pamphlet, but thank you for calling it a book.
Yeah. That's right. You're the go-to guy.
Yeah.
You hire yourself out as a consultant.
Yeah, I know all the tricks.
You want to smoke inside? Get me Ken Friedman. We need a consultant.
So how you doing? Did you get a chance to...
I'm doing great. Thanks, buddy.
Good, good.
What are you asking me?
Did you get a chance to vote a couple of times yesterday?
You know, I wasn't going to vote. I hadn't planned on voting. And then I happened to be listening to the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a comedian activist, Amy Schumer, say that this may be the most important election of her lifetime.
Right. Well, it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So then I had to vote.
That's great. So you voted because Amy Schumer told you to.
She explained why this election, and not last election or the election before, why this one is the most important election of our lifetime.
Well, the last election was a close second. For the most important.
Yes, the one before that was a close third.
Yes.
The one before that was a close fourth. I would love to hear, I would give money to hear somebody say, some analyst or celebrity activist. There are no celebrities anymore. They're all celebrity activists. Just say, you know, this election is, frankly, not the most important election. I could, you know.
No, it should be like, this is the seventh most important election.
Yeah.
That's up there. There have been many, many elections.
If you have nothing else going on Tuesday, you might want to consider voting. If you happen to be near a ballot.
Well, I know you've TiVo'd the election, so I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Don't tell me how it ends.
I won't.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to it. Sometimes it takes me weeks, and occasionally it takes me months. Please don't tell me how it ends.
I won't.
Unfortunately, that means we can't do a politically themed show.
No, we can't.
And we also can't. Do an oral history of our ill-fated cruise.
It wasn't ill-fated. It was really fun.
It was?
The recording.
Oh, man. I'm a little mad at you.
You
I'm a little bit mad at you. Why didn't you tell me we were having fun? Our deal is always when I'm having fun, you're supposed to tell me or give me a signal.
I thought I did. I thought I gave you the signal. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've been calling it ill-fated. I've been calling it a disaster. Damn it. Okay, I'm sorry. It was fun.
Yeah, we only lost one person. I mean, that's a success.
That makes it more fun.
But it was really fun. And we tried to record a show during the Clipper ship, the 7-second delay comedy Booze Cruise, but the recordings did not come out. They were just too distorted to broadcast.
And then our plan B, oh my God, how could we not even have a plan B work? Our plan B was tonight we would recreate the cruise by asking people who attended, first-hand witnesses, eyewitnesses to history, to call and describe their memories and what they said and who they met, but that also is not going to work. Tell us why, Ken.
We tried to book Hyman and Metal Funkel, who performed on the cruise. They couldn't make it tonight. They have a gig tonight in Brooklyn. I told them.
What are the odds of that happening? Metal Funkel have a previous engagement.
Very low. They acknowledged that it was a crazy, crazy coincidence.
Makes you want to just run to Vegas and put everything on red.
Yeah, they're playing tonight. They're playing tonight at Harefield Road, 769 Metropolitan Avenue in Brooklyn.
Well, I'm a fan. I've only heard a couple of their tunes, but I instantly became a fan and can recommend them.
So anyway,
they're not available.
They couldn't make it, and Captain Chris couldn't make it.
Are we going to try again tomorrow? I mean, I'm sorry, on Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, you mean?
Next Wednesday, yeah. Okay. Wait, am I around? Is that Thanksgiving?
No, next week is not Thanksgiving. Next Wednesday is the 14th.
Yeah, I don't know.
Week after that is probably Thanksgiving.
There's no way to tell. No way to tell
when Thanksgiving is. No, that's true. It cannot be determined right now but with you and me. That's for sure.
Yeah, we would need a smarter man than us. How was your day, buddy? So you don't do a morning. You don't do the morning show. You get to sleep late on Wednesday.
Yeah. Although I'm doing my morning show. I'm doing the Wednesday morning show next Wednesday, 1 week from today. I'll be filling in.
How did that happen?
Filling in for someone? Yeah, filling in for Scott McDowell, who stole the slot from me. Stole it.
Do you miss having that Wednesday slot?
In a battle of wits. Yeah, I miss it a little bit. I can't wait to come back. But I think it was the right thing to take some time off.
I've never heard your show. What kind of show is it?
You would hate it. You would hate it.
Well, it's that bad.
Yeah. So you've really never heard any of my show ever?
No. When's it on?
Wow, that's amazing. I'm not even going to tell you when it used to be on.
Yeah. I woke up today, I was in the mood to hear it, but you're not on the schedule.
Nope. Too late. You waited too long.
Just bad timing, buddy.
Yep.
The one day in 30 years I'm around, I'm near a radio, and I'm in the mood. But I hear good things, Ken. I hear really good things.
Yeah. Down at the...
I hear you have your own style.
Down on that drug mart that you hang out at, the word is good there.
Kenny. Kenny Friedman. No, Kenny Friedman.
You go to the Madison Drug Mart.
He has his own little radio station. Oh, Lily, I'm so proud of you, buddy. Look at you running a little radio station. Making all these decisions, hiring and firing people, branding the station.
Everything I do.
Planning events, writing newsletters. Look at you go.
I learned it all from you.
Who would have guessed it? I knew you back there. I met you back there in Ann Arbor. Who would have guessed you'd grow up and have your own little station?
Oh, thanks, big brother.
I'm really proud of you, man. This is me just putting my feet up, smoking a cigar, enjoying watching you growing up. You're blossoming right in front of our eyes.
Are you smoking your cigar now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I think if I smoke it, I think my wife will get a little mad at me. I kind of promised her I wouldn't smoke that frequently.
Oh, so you don't think you can smoke it without her detecting it?
No, maybe I'll take a couple puffs. So I can't lie to her.
You can't. That's true.
No, I don't lie.
Yeah.
But But so I'm in a little bit of a pickle, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah. But you had a good idea. You had
I can scream at her, but I can't. But the screams can't have to. The screams have to be truthful.
Okay.
That's our little
arrangement. So you won't lie, but you will scream.
Yeah, I'll raise my voice.
Yeah.
I'll storm and stomp around the room.
Wow.
I'll wave my hands dramatically.
Boy, I've never seen that. I've never seen that. I've seen you in high stress work situations where I saw a whole different Andy Breckman. It was amazing.
Well, I should learn actually to you know where I vent on this stupid show on every Wednesday, 6 o'clock. This is me venting.
All right, good to know. Glad.
Just flapping my jaw. Hey, but we have a great show today. What the hell are we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we had a.
Why are we dancing around our topic?
Yeah, well, speaking of the 7 second delay comedy booze cruise, we are tonight announcing the forthcoming 7 second delay bake sale.
Yeah, we have a bake sale coming up.
We tried to get a bingo license. That's still pending.
Man.
Maybe we'll have the bake sale with the bingo, maybe not. But we don't
need.
I'm
not surprised you can't get a gambling license. We can't even get Garfunkel and Hyman to call us back to clear their schedule.
Well, we got a state gambling license. We just haven't gotten the city. Jersey City.
You think we can manage a bake sale, darling? Like every little temple and church in America? You think we can manage that?
I do think we can handle that, yeah.
What do you need? You need a card table? What do you need for a bake sale?
Some tables.
Tablecloth?
We might have to rent an oven. I don't know. We don't have an oven down there in Monty Hall.
No. To heat up? You mean when people bring their dishes to heat them up?
Yeah, they can bring Sterno. They can bring those Sterno things.
You don't have one of your butane lighters?
Yeah, that's what the Sterno thing is.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You just want to heat up a dish with a Bic lighter. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, can we borrow your lighter? Your lucky lighter?
So what we wanted to do tonight is we wanted people to call us at 201-209-9368 with recipes that you have invented.
Yeah, new foods. We're so tired of the old foods, right, Kenny?
Right, absolutely.
We're tired of the same old menu. We've all been eating the same food our whole life. But people occasionally, either by accident or by design or by desperation or by necessity, people come up with their own combination of elements, right?
They do.
For example, somebody puts a Ritz cracker on a pizza. They've got a cracker pizza. That's their baby. That's their invention, right?
Have you done that?
No, that's stupid.
Yeah,
that's a bad example.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
It is. But look, you take ingredients that don't normally go together and you try them out. Maybe your cupboard is bare. Maybe you're down to two or three items in your cupboard that wouldn't normally be a meal. And you try mixing them and you've invented something.
Right. That's what we're looking
for. It happens, right?
That's what we're looking for tonight. Invented recipes. Your invented recipes at 201-209-9368.
It can't be anything that existed before
you. Right. We don't want variations on existing recipes.
Yeah. And by the way, this can also be, we were talking, this might be a good marathon premium. We could put together a little book of recipes from listeners.
Yeah, a comic book of 7 second delay recipes. You've thought of.
Yeah, every page would be your recipe, and then we'd like a comic book version, even if it's just stick drawings and very crude, comic book version of the story behind the recipe, of how you invented it. And we'd call it, we had a very funny name for it.
The Digest Digest.
The Digest Digest. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your first idea was good, too. The Indigestion Digest.
Yeah. Do you like the Digest Digest, or do you like the Digest Digest?
I like the, T-H-A.
Okay. The. Oh, that, no.
The.
Oh, no, that's a little too smart by half. We'll just say the Digest Digest.
Okay. All right, well, we have so our first recipe, Andy.
We're looking for original recipes. Ken, would you like to tell us your original recipe and how you stumbled onto it?
I will wait because Zachary in Indiana is on the line with us. Hi, Zachary. You're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hey, long Zach. Thanks for calling. You love
the
show.
First-time caller. Can't believe I got through. Love the show.
You can't believe you got through. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Yeah. No, this so I've been doing, invented out of necessity, a savory French toast black bean breakfast burger.
Hold on. I think we can, just from the title, we can probably piece together, we can discern what the elements you used, right?
Give that to me again, savory French toast black bean breakfast burger?
That's it, yeah.
Does it involve, so it's obviously French toast.
Right, and it's from a local bakery, Smitty Bread. It's got to be their sourdough multigrain.
Multigrain bread, and then the beans are added at the end.
Yeah, so that's a separate patty that's cooked.
We
make it like regular French toast, and then you season that with maybe some garlic powder and a little salt, a little pepper. And then on the flip, when you fry it, you got to do a hot skillet, a little butter.
Yeah.
Cook one side, flip it, and then you put a little pesto. You smear that on there, and then you do some kind of pungent cheese, so like Asiago or something. And then while that's cooking, you fry up your burger patty, your black bean burger, and you flavor that however you want. You know, mash the black beans and season it appropriately, and then the two will meet when they're both cooked.
And then tell us the story behind it. It sounds nice, inexpensive.
Well,
dinner.
I was, I had some extra bread left over and really wanted to, make use of it before it went bad. And then that's where French toast comes in because it doesn't matter what state the bread's in. And then wanted a little extra protein kick. And
hey, Zach.
Doing black bean burgers.
Zach, I hate to interrupt you. Can you dumb this down a little for Andy? Because Andy only eats tuna fish. That's it.
Okay.
All he eats is tuna fish.
French toast.
So dumb it down. Dumb it down and cut to the chase.
But it sounds fantastic. And how often would you say you're preparing this for yourself?
I'll prepare it for myself or family at least. A couple times a week.
Oh, I see. You mean it's already
it's
now,
a good weekend
a family favorite.
Kind of
it's
breakfast
become,
or brunch.
You mean you share it with friends and guests?
Oh yeah, that's it's quick, it's easy, it's filling, all homemade. Outside the bread that we get from a local bakery here.
Now, and you call it again for the record. This is called French. Wait, hold on.
Savory French toast black bean breakfast burger.
Right.
Savory French toast.
That's an acronym for fuzz tone. So you can just call it a fuzz tone. So, Zachary, we have other calls, amazingly enough. This doesn't usually happen to us. So can you write it up and email it to me?
Oh, yeah, by all means.
We'd
love to include it in our digest. And please, if you could draw a little comic book version of the day you stumbled onto this recipe.
More than happy to, Andy.
Even stick figures. Even stick figures. Anything is okay.
Yeah, as crude as it can. Hey, what's that number again, Ken? I'm so excited we have calls.
Thanks, Zach. It's 201-209-9368. We want to hear.
That's a new number, huh?
It is a brand new number, 201-209-9368. And we want to hear recipes that you have invented. And it's Ava from the Bat Ranch. Hi, Ava.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, Ava. Really you love you love the show.
I do. Yeah.
And I know you're a friend of Ken's and a friend of the show. Is the meal you're about to describe, is it something that you have served to Ken and his family while they're visiting you?
No, I'm not sure I would ever to Ken and his family.
What is the meal that you yourself, what is your original concoction called?
Andy, I think Andy's in a different time zone from the rest of us, Ava, but he wanted you to... tell us what it's called and describe it.
Oh, okay. So it's a version of a poor man's cheesecake, and I came up with the concept when I was at summer camp. And what you do is you take a can of spray cheese, and you spray it between two Oreo cookies, and you eat it, and it tastes just like chocolate cheesecake.
Spray cheese between two Oreos. That sounds fantastic.
Poor man's cheesecake. I think I understand why you don't serve it to guests who have traveled many, many miles to visit you.
No, I would love that. I would love that.
I might, you know, have it available, but I would never, you know, put it in front of them and expect them to eat it.
Hey, Friedman family, come hungry. We're having poor man's cheesecake for dinner.
Yeah, right, for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
now, that'll be our dessert.
Ava, I know you you have a life catching and training the bats that are found in your cave on your property.
Something like that.
Something like that. But if you could take a few minutes and write up this recipe and illustrate it somehow, either take a picture or draw a cartoon version of your backstory. We would love to include it in our...
buy some stuff, but sure.
In our 7-second delay book of recipes, we're calling it the Digest Digest, and it'll be our it'll be our premium this year.
Yeah, next marathon.
We'd be honored to have you included.
Sounds good. I'll do it.
Oh, great! Thanks, Ava. Hey, we're at 219-9368.
Yeah, we're looking for invented recipes.
Original foods that that are yours and yours alone. We'd love to hear the story behind it and how it's put together. That poor man's cheesecake. You could actually do that probably tonight, Ken. If you have the cookies and that artificial cheese crap.
Yeah, that stuff is great.
Yeah, it's like a drug.
Yeah, I'll spray that stuff straight into my mouth.
I don't have to tell you it's like a drug.
Yeah.
You're pretty much the expert on what's a drug and what is a drug.
The drug comes into play once the cheese is all gone, and then you get the gas that remains. That's the real drug. But the cheese is good, too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna deny that
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like I hate the cheese the whole time I'm eating it, waiting to get to that precious gas.
Hello, A&P. How can I help you? Hey, do you have any already empty cheese cans? No, sir. Our cheese sprays are all filled with cheese.
How about whipped cream? Any empty whipped cream containers?
Yeah, exactly. Do you throw them out? Where exactly is your dumpster located? My quick impression of Ken Friedman. Dumpster diving behind the ShopRite.
Our phone number is 201-209-9368. If you've invented food or come up with a brand new recipe, we want to hear about it. We would like to put it into our comic recipe book that we're going to work on for the next marathon next March. And we would also like to invite you to the 7-second delay bake sale, which may happen in January in Monty Hall.
Now, with discount, Ken, usually for lunch I have a tuna fish sandwich, sometimes it's on a hero roll, you know. A long roll.
Yeah.
And because I'm trying to lose a little weight, trying to eat a little more responsibly, a little better, I take the sandwich and I cut it in half. And I only eat half of it.
Yeah.
And I put the other half in the refrigerator or give it away.
Right. That's...
So I have half a sandwich in front of me.
That's not a new recipe.
It's half a sandwich.
No, it's the same. It's nothing new. People cut their food in half.
It's half the size.
Yeah, but it's the same sandwich. It's just you've just cut it in half.
I see.
It's the exact same sandwich.
So I don't qualify.
No, you don't. It has to be
Get in. I'm just trying desperately to get into my own marathon premium.
Oh, you can do it. You can do it.
I don't think I have. I've ever put together a new food. A new. I've never combined ingredients.
You can do it. Just make it tuna fish based. All you have to do is start with a base of tuna fish and then just add stuff to the tuna fish.
How about a savory tuna fish French toast black bean breakfast burger?
There you go.
Same
Perfect.
Basic. It's the same basic recipe. I just add a little tuna fish.
Great.
Poor man's cheesecake and tuna.
You're firing on all cylinders now.
I would do Amy's poor man's cheesecake, and then maybe an hour later, around lunchtime, have a tuna.
We have the second Zach of the night. Hi, Zach. You're on the air.
Some shows don't have any Zachs at all. We've got them coming out our ass.
Hi, Zach.
Am I right, Ken?
Absolutely. We got Zachs up the wazoo.
Maybe I'm a little too enthusiastic about our second Zach. Maybe I should pace myself.
Oh, well, anyway, Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, so Zach, you love the show.
The PB.
You love the show.
And,
you love the show.
Hang on, Zach.
You love the
Zach,
show.
Andy's talking over you.
You love the show.
Andy would like you.
I love the show.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Zach. Oh, that means the world to us.
Yeah, so,
and what is what? Do you, and tell us about the food that you yourself, on your own, invented, and what exactly are the ingredients?
So I went on a week-long camping trip, and a couple days before we finished, we realized that we were running out of food, and we didn't ration enough, and all we had left was a few tortillas, peanut butter, some squeezed jelly, and trail mix. So we made PB and X. You take the tortilla, put it flat, spread out some peanut butter, lay down a nice bed of trail mix, and then put some jelly on top of it and wrap it up kind of like a burrito.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Peanut butter and trail mix.
Let us survive the last couple days while we kind of ran out of other stuff.
Yeah, peanut
didn't
butter.
Didn't I call it? Ken, didn't I call it? Necessity, the mother of invention. Am I right?
Yeah, that's better than eating your campmate.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God.
And Zach, what is it called? PB&X?
X, yeah, X for trail mix. And I was with my friend Xavier.
Cool. All right, Zach, will you write that up and try to illustrate it if you can and email it to me at ken@wfmu.org?
I will do.
Great, thank you.
Well, thank God that.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, we'd love to have that included.
Oh, we had somebody with the secret phrase that gets them straight through, but I guess I lost them.
I forgot about that stupid idea.
Oh, people.
Is that still
valid?
In effect?
Still valid. Just like the show insurance is valid until the end of this year.
Wait a minute, what happened last week? We were declared a bad show?
I believe so. I believe somebody placed a claim about last week's show, and Sam.
What the hell happened? I was giving away candy. I was on a roll. I was red hot. Every line, every zinger was a Maserati.
I saw his rationale. It seemed to make sense. We went.
It's true. We didn't get calls. It's true. We were shut out there.
Right. No calls.
That was his sole criteria.
Well, it was also that you were focusing on giving candy away. I thought you did have a lot of good zingers, though. I did.
Oh, I see. I was distracted. And
yeah.
No calls.
You were focusing on the.
All right. I was off my game. All right. It happened. Look, no one pitches a no hitter every time on the mound, you know.
That's true. Yeah, it would have looked bad if there hadn't been a successful bad show insurance claim. So at least now people.
Okay, but the time limit is up. The statute of limitations is up on claiming bad show insurance. There was only one claim last week.
Right.
I will honor that claim.
That's right. You have to step forward on your own and make the claim.
I just need to be reminded. Will you remind me? I want to really honor it.
Yeah, you got to pay out. You got to pay it out to Herb. Yeah, Herb.
Okay. Will you remind me?
I will.
And I'll have Johnny. We will just do a PayPal transaction.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put you in touch. I'll put Johnny in touch with Herb.
Okay.
David in Ridgefield, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hey, you love the show. You love the show,
Hello?
David. You love the show, son.
Yeah, I love the show.
Oh, thanks, brother. Hey, you know how you got through? You know, you called this number, 201-209-9368.
Yeah.
That's our telephone That's right. number. That's our exchange. Hey, David, so you've invented a food?
Yep, I have.
We'd love to include it in our Marathon Premium, our Digest. Tell us about your food and what you call it.
I call it cheese crisps.
Cheese crisps.
Crisps.
Wait, spell the second word. Cheese.
If you want.
Can you spell the second word again, David?
Well, I would call them cheese crisps, but you might call them cheese chips.
Oh, cheese chips.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine what wonders lay ahead here.
Cheese crisps. Got it.
That's right.
And how did this come about, and what are the ingredients?
Well, it's just cheese, and you get some cheese, and you put it on a plate, and then you microwave it until it gets really hard.
Yeah.
And then you take it off the plate, you've just got a disc of solid, very thin layer of cheese. And you break it up into crisp or chip-sized pieces, and then you eat them.
That sounds great.
So you microwave a bunch of cheese, and you cut it up into little squares.
Flavors or whatever you want.
That sounds fantastic. It's like when you make a grilled cheese sandwich. I always look for the little grizzled pieces of cheese that are left in the pan.
Yeah.
This is like,
like that. You know, yeah. That's the best bit. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
You guys are making my half a tuna fish idea sound like a real inspiration.
Yeah, well, I can make the
I don't know why I got shut out of the book. If this guy gets to just microwave some cheese.
No. I said that if you do savory French toast, tuna fish, black bean breakfast burgers, we would put them in the book.
But the cheese chips, is that making the grade for us?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody doing that. This is something that happens by accident when preparing other cheese things in a frying pan. But David is making these.
Can I just point something out?
Yeah.
I said I can cut them in half. That was a zinger, right?
Oh, like just like I did with my tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So cheese chips. All right, I guess our standards are that low.
Cheese crisps.
Cheese crisps. Okay.
Yeah.
So David's cheese crisps will be included in our digest. David, if you could write up the recipe, that'll take you all of 8 seconds. And then draw a little cartoon describing the history behind this recipe, the story behind it.
Okay. Yeah,
and Ken, where do they send all this into? How do they submit this?
They can just send it to me at ken@wfmu.org. And I think that we should
send you some cheese crisps as well?
Yeah, send me some cheese crisps.
No.
I think we should give David a whole chapter in the Digest for the cheese crisps. I think they have
He should have a whole table at our big sale.
A rich, rich backstory on cheese crisps.
Mm. You know, what about a show just about cheese crisps?
Yeah, we could.
Well,
that's
true.
Thanks, David. Thanks for calling.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you have invented recipes, foods that you have actually invented, not variations on existing recipes, recipes that are brand new. And John in Little Silver, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, John.
Doing great. You love the show. You can't believe you got through.
I am actually so surprised, but thanks for taking my call.
Of course. And you have a new food. You have a food that is yours and yours alone that you invented.
I certainly hope so. It's cereal milk. And it's where you take your favorite cereal, some high-octane garbage like Lucky Charms or whatever.
Oh, yeah!
And then you pour some milk in it, and then you just get rid of all the cereal after about maybe 5 minutes.
Right!
And then you drink the nectar.
Why? Ken, wait. I'm sorry to interrupt you, John. What the hell are you talking about?
I love this. I've done this very thing.
Oh, well, then. Where
the milk
you mean
soaks.
The milk is flavored
by
the Lucky Charms.
By the Lucky Charms or the Apple Jacks.
And the Lucky Charm flavored milk is all you really need for your breakfast.
Yes.
And you throw away the cereal.
It's actually way more healthy than eating the cereal. The cereal is just all carbs and sugar and garbage, but the milk has the protein in it, and now it has the wonderful flavor of Lucky Charms.
Exactly.
Well, why? You know what? It is pretty smart. In fact, this could almost be marketed. You could almost have milk. You know, they have chocolate milk. They have strawberry milk.
Yeah. This could
be
marketed.
They should have Lucky Charms flavored milk, I guess.
I would. You know, I love Life cereal flavored milk. That's my favorite.
Well, let's see how the Lucky Charms flavored milk does when we test market it.
Hey, John, can you illustrate this and send it to us? Send it to me at ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, give me that email address again.
It's Ken, K-E-N, at wfmu.org.
It's www, right?
No, there's no...
It's www.
No, no W.
Ken.
No. Just Ken at wfmu.
It's http://.
No. That's a web address. This is an email address. It's.
I got you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. All right, you got it.
So it's Ken.
Ken at.
WFMU, comma.
No, just dot.
WFMU, comma, org.
Nope, WFMU.org.
.org.
Yeah, because it's an email address.
Thank God you don't have to tell me more than eight times, Ken. I'm not an idiot.
Hey, we have the secret message. It's Pam in San Francisco with the secret message.
What the hell does that mean?
She gets straight through.
What does that
mean? No, I know the code phrase.
She knows the secret.
Oh, the code phrase. Oh, and it actually worked? Nick honored it?
Yes, Nick honored it.
And it's great.
Oh, Nick, you're the greatest. Yeah. Nick the Bard.
What about me?
He's our secret weapon. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Andy, what about Pam? Pam is asking, what about Pam? Andy.
You know, try to imagine, Ken. You have a good imagination. Try to imagine doing our show without Pam. Without Pam calling every other week.
I can't.
It can. It wouldn't be the same show. It would be another animal, another species of animal.
It would.
My head's going to explode.
Ken, Pam, you're our little secret ingredient.
Yes. Yes. Speaking, what a segue.
Yeah, exactly. Pam, are you a foodie? Are you always puttering around the kitchen?
I actually always make things up because I just make things up from what's in the house. But I have no memory, so I can't remember things right now except for one of my most simplest things, which, and I called earlier, but I hung up because I didn't think it was good enough. And then David called, and I thought, I can call now.
Oh, Pam, you make me laugh. You hung up because you didn't think your contribution would be good enough for our show. Oh, Pam, I just want to give you the biggest hug right now. That is the sweetest thing I've heard.
Hey, we're on the same coast. You can call up here and give it to me.
Oh, good. You're still here. Oh, good.
So, Pam, what is it? What is?
It's
your not worthy recipe.
In my not worthy recipe, basically all you need are, well, you kind of only need three things. A pan. Oh, sorry. You need a stove, a pan, chicken breast, and a bottle of Marsala wine. So instead of making this long, complicated Marsala chicken dish, all I do is I might stomp the breasts a little, but throw them in the pan, start cooking them till it starts to brown on either side, and then you dump in you get the brown on the pan. And you throw in the wine to pull up the brown stuff, let it absorb that, and keep doing it until the chicken's cooked. And so it's healthy, and it tastes good, and cheap.
And it makes you forget the troubles you're having with your family.
Exactly.
What helps you? It helps you get through the night. Those long, long, long nights.
Exactly.
It's a win-win-win-win-win.
I'll get some other ones and maybe send them to you, Ken. But
what makes it taste like Lucky Charms, though?
I guess
a variation of that thing would be eat the chicken and then just drink all the damn wine. Drink the whole damn bottle.
And what's it called, Pam?
Cheap wine.
Chicken a la Pam?
Cheap wine chicken.
Cheap wine chicken. Okay. Cheap wine chicken.
Yeah.
Can you write that up or illustrate it and send it to me, Pam?
Surely.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Hey,
and you're in town now, so you can come to our bingo night bake sale.
I would love to.
Great.
Hey, Richard did become a citizen, so.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Congratulations, Richard.
Yes. And, of course, he had a funny story of some guy who presented at the session who was like almost crying about this moving experience, and it was him he was talking about when he actually had immigrated from Canada. And a guy from like Honduras was standing next to Richard and said, Canada was actually my first choice.
Well, we had all the confidence in the world, and we knew he would make it, and tell him welcome home. Welcome to America.
I will.
Alfie, now is he with you on the East Coast or no?
What?
Is he with you here in New York?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, you're. Oh, I thought. Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were visiting here again.
No. Well, otherwise, I'd be harassing Ken in the studio. I can't go to New Jersey anymore without visiting WFMU.
Oh. Yeah. Well, next time you come, time it and come to the bake sale and bring.
Exactly.
And bring some of your chicken.
The cheap wine
bring
chicken.
Some Lucky Charm. Ooh,
your
Lucky
cheap
Charms
wine chicken.
Rice Krispie cakes. You should do that. Ooh, yeah. ooh. Has anybody ever done that? Lucky Charms, instead of Rice Krispies, you do Lucky Charms cakes with marshmallows?
I've thought about doing that. I'm not sure whether I have done that. I've done a zillion variations on.
You should do it.
Yeah. I think I might have, actually, because I have tried different cereals for marshmallow treats.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try it again. I think I, you know what I think I did? I think I mixed Lucky Charms in with the Rice Krispies.
No mixing.
No mixing. Okay. And Nick,
well, this
Nick
is
the
it.
Bard.
This
Nick,
is it. Congratulations. This is the stupidest conversation.
Nick the Bard has done that, though. Nick the Bard has made marshmallow treats with only Lucky Charms. He's brought them here. I've seen them.
Oh.
I've tasted them.
Okay.
They are good. They are good. I'm a Rice.
You guys know. Can you know I only get one show a week?
I do know that. Yeah.
And it's always great, Andy.
Can you tell Kim and Emily that I'm going to take 4 minutes of their time to make up for this exchange?
I'll tell them.
Wait, yeah, okay. I have a boiler story.
It's only it's only fair.
Okay, thanks, Pam.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Phone number is 201-209-9368 if you have a recipe you have invented yourself. And Matthew and Wayne, you're on the air.
And
all these
recipes, we hope you included
Andy,
our big book of recipes that'll be our FMU premium.
I'm sorry, Matthew. I had to bring you down because Andy was speaking.
It's
Wasn't
okay.
our
you
last book, our last premium, kind of successful, Kenny?
Well, we did that great graphic novel, The Bear, the Gentle Jimmy Bear graphic novel.
Yeah.
That was a huge success. Yeah. And then,
you know my favorite part of that book?
What?
When the bear raped you.
Well, that happened.
Wow.
That happened in every chapter, Andy.
Yeah, I love that book.
Except for the last chapter, where I think we got married.
Where you married the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of built toward that climactic
moment. Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, tell us about your recipe.
Not Gentle Jimmy. Gentle Jimmy. Gentle Jimmy was the bear.
Oh yeah. Who do we have on the phone,
it's
Kenny?
Matthew and Wayne.
That's impossible to keep track.
Hey, Matthew.
Hello. Hi. Hey, I love the show.
Hey, and you can't believe you got through.
Yeah, no, I can't believe I got through. It was actually.
I'll tell you why that's funny. If you're interested, no one calls. No one ever calls.
Oh, okay.
And you have an original recipe.
I do, yeah. So it was out of desperation again, and I was looking for something creative, so I made hot dog sausages.
Hot dog sausages? Hot dogs are sausages.
Exactly.
No,
I don't quite
they're
get
very different.
It.
See, what you do is you take the hot dogs, and you grind them up, and you put them in a sausage casing, and then you cook them.
Why bother? They're in a sausage casing already.
But there's a big difference when you grind them up and put them in a new sausage casing.
What's the difference?
You're
taking them out of one sausage casing and you're putting them in another sausage casing.
It would be like opening up a joint.
Cutting up
the weed.
Right.
And then rolling it, putting it in another joint.
What is the point?
Exactly. You could have been high by now. Am
it's
I right, Ken?
And new and exciting, and you have new textures and flavors that you didn't have before.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hot dog sausages. Okay.
It's like opening up your tuna fish sandwich, collecting all the tuna fish, and putting it on another sandwich.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? You can cut it in half.
Well, that's not even a good metaphor, because if you put it on a different sandwich, if it had very different bread and seasoning on the bread, you know, then it really would be different.
An identical pair of bread slices.
There
that's
you go. Now
say.
That's a metaphor. Well played.
I should have just stuck with the weed and the joint.
Well, Matthew, will you write this up and illustrate it and send it
what
to me?
What the hell, Ken? You have absolutely no standards at all. You're saying anyone that can dial 10 digits on a phone gets to be in our book?
I like the idea of taking the hot dog out of its original sausage and putting it into a new sausage.
Yeah, you have to grind it first.
Grind it. Oh, in a meat grinder.
Yeah, you put the hot dog in a meat grinder.
Oh, meat
and then you
grinder.
Fill it like a normal sausage.
Right. Just like the meat grinder that the hot dog meat was originally in before they put it into the sausage that turned it into a hot dog.
Now I'm going to take a shot in the dark,
okay.
And I don't know what this is based on, just a gut feeling. You live alone, don't you?
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Andy, you're so mean,
Andy. Because no roommate or wife or girlfriend or friend would ever just stand idly by and let that happen.
Right. Okay.
Without giving you a big hug.
Thank you.
I mean, there'd be tears. There'd be tears if I saw someone doing that.
Well, would you share your tuna sandwich, though?
Yeah, I guess I would. That's a good point. I don't live alone. That's kind of sadder, and I'm still pulling this crap. My situation's even sadder.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Of course. Thanks.
Yeah, Matthew, we look forward to reading your chapter in our Digest.
Yeah, if anybody listening who hasn't called, if you have a recipe that you've invented, feel free to write it up and illustrate it and send it to me at ken@wfmu.org. This is going to be the 7-second delay marathon premium next March. And then we'll also be sampling all of our wares at the big 7-second delay bake sale.
Yeah, if you live in the tri-state area, we'd love to have you. No, wait, so the proceeds would go to the station. Is that right?
Right.
It would be your way of contributing a little something to the station. And then it'd be more than just a bake sale. You're hoping to coordinate it with our bingo night.
I would love that. I would love to have the bingo night and the bake sale the same day.
Yeah, because neither one's a full meal. Neither one, no pun intended. Neither one is a full evening of fun.
I can't wait to do bingo, actually. Maybe it's because I've never been to a bingo night. The only time I ever really played bingo was during that great show we did at the nursing home that also wasn't recorded.
Honestly.
When we played Fantasy.
We've had two classic shows disappear.
Yeah, the great lost 7-second delay shows.
Brian Wilson only lost one album. We've lost two.
Yeah. Let's see, we got John. John on Long Island, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
Hey, John.
Doing great, John. You love the show.
I'm listening 20 minutes, and I love the show.
Ah, thank you.
Now, that's the kind of enthusiasm we've been waiting for that Ken and I no longer have.
Right.
We now depend on our listeners to bring it. And, John, you have a recipe that is yours and yours alone that you invented?
Yeah, I believe so. It's called Rice-A-Roni sandwiches.
What's it called? What kind of sandwiches?
Rice-A-Roni.
Oh, Rice-A-Roni sandwiches.
Rice-A-Roni sandwich. I can only imagine what the ingredients might be.
And you put Rice-A-Roni on it.
Yeah. It's like a sloppy Joe with Rice-A-Roni.
I'm telling you, it's the best.
Oh, God.
Sounds great.
Oh, God. Hey, if you're just joining us, this show has run out of steam almost completely.
John, if you can write it up or illustrate it, send it to me.
Yeah, we want to see
the
story behind the Rice-A-Roni sandwich.
Come on, guys. It's worth a try.
I love it. I love it, John. Andy's, you know, this left coast intellectual, you know.
If you're just joining us, we began on such a high note with a savory French toast black bean breakfast burger.
Yeah.
With an all-time favorite, Rice-A-Roni.
Well, yeah, why are Sloppy Joe's legitimate and Rice-A-Roni sandwiches are not?
Right.
All right.
Thanks, John.
You try it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Have a good night.
That was John in Long Island. We're at 201-209-9368.
With a Rice-A-Roni sandwich.
Looking for your invented recipes. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Andy. Can't believe
Sharon,
got through.
You can't believe you got through.
Absolutely. So I have a great recipe for you guys because it's almost Thanksgiving. My favorite recipe is I cook up a bunch of hot dogs. I put them in the bun. I put whatever I want on them, sauerkraut, mustard, ketchup, you name it. And then I stuff them into the turkey, and then I cook the turkey.
Wow.
What?
That sounds great.
Wait, how many hot dogs are in the turkey?
Probably about 6 with the buns. This way you got the dressing, you got the stuffing, you got everything you need.
And how did this come about? How did you stumble onto this?
I made it up one day. I had a bunch of hot dogs. There was people coming over. I had the turkey. I'm like, I'll just put the hot dogs in the turkey.
Kim, millions and millions of people have hot dogs in the house on Thanksgiving. They have a turkey and hot dogs. But no one has ever said... these two should be joined together and let no man.
You should
put
try
them
it, Andy. It's a taste.
I can't even imagine that moment, that eureka, that moment, that breakthrough.
It sounds great. Andy, you know about turduckins, phenomenal. Right, Andy?
Is that what they're called?
A turducken is a turkey stuffed with a duck, which is stuffed with a chicken. Turducken.
So this would be.
So Sharon's just.
Turduggen.
Yeah, a turduggen.
A turduggen. But wait, but you put all the fixins on the hot dog?
You bet. what flavor with sauerkraut in there? You can't believe it.
Sharon, this sounds amazing. Will you write it up and illustrate it and email it to me?
You know I will, Ken.
Thank you, Sharon.
And then, okay. Wait, now, Sarah, do you live in the area?
In Westfield.
That's close enough.
We'd yeah, like to you'll be able you to make it. You'll be able to make it to the 7 second delay bake sale.
When is it?
We don't have a date yet, but we're hoping for mid January or so.
And oh, okay.
After
cool.
the
what
holidays.
What a great way to meet guys too. You feed them. You know, the way to a man's heart, of course, is through his stomach.
It's through the turducken.
Yeah. You'll have guys just swooning over you. the lady that could make a turducken.
Yeah, I can't wait to have a turducken. I'm going to try to have one for Thanksgiving this year.
I turducken. Suggest you do, and I'd love to hear what you think of it.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, but that conversation will be private between the two of you. You don't have to have that conversation on any show of mine.
No, we'll do it privately.
That could be a private conversation.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have time for maybe one more. Eric in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi there. I have
you love the show. You love the show.
I do. I love the show.
Hey, thanks, Eric. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Yes, that means the world to us, Eric. Thank you.
Eric, what is your food, the food that is all yours that you invented?
Well, a common hors d'oeuvre is like prosciutto and melon. And so I take both of those items and I mince them. And I saute them with shallots and then put a little marsala and cream in it and then toss the whole thing with pasta.
Wow.
And fresh basil.
That sounds great. What do you call it?
I don't really have a name for it.
Might I suggest a turducken?
That sounds like a fantastic name, but...
Might I suggest Ralph McCracken? Ralph McCracken?
That sounds good. Ralph McCracken's.
Give it a real name.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right, Eric, will you write up the recipe for Ralph McCracken's and illustrate it and email it to me?
Sure.
Great. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Okay, Ken, my email address is andy@wfmu.org. Do not email it to me.
No, that's not even your email address.
Wait, I don't have an email address?
No.
DJ has an email address except me?
Yeah, if people try to email you through the FMU website, which they frequently do, the emails go to me because you don't have an email address on the WFMU system.
Wait, does Kim have an email address?
Of course, yes.
Does that guy Matt upstairs, does he have an email address?
Yes.
No, wait, I'm not kidding. I feel a little stung here.
Okay, what would you like your WFMU.org email address to be, Andy?
Ralph McCracken.
Okay.
@wfmu:org.
I don't know that I can do the semicolon.
Jesus!
I'll do my best, but I'll have email if you want to
get any respect around that place.
McCracken, by the way, is spelled McCracken. McCracken.
Ralph McCracken @wfmu.org.
And, let's see. Are you in next week?
That's how I register when I'm out at hotel. You know, I have to book myself hotel rooms.
Really?
Yeah. So my fans can't find me.
Okay, I will create the Ralph McCracken email address for you, and then when it's set up, you will be able to email Andy Breckman at ralphmccracken@wfmu.org.
Well, I'll never be able to read those emails because I didn't listen when you told me how to spell McCracken.
How do you spell it when you check into hotels under that name?
Oh, I just write my signature so sloppily it almost doesn't matter.
You just tell them that your name is Ralph McCracken.
I go up to the desk, the front desk. I say, I'm Ralph McCracken. You spell it. I kind of have a little authoritative tone, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that works for you, huh?
And then they say, sir, there are different ways that they might be spelled. I say, shut up. You spell it.
Well,
that way I get the very, very best room they have.
It's Ralph McCracken @wfmu.org. We'll have it set up within. We'll have it set up within 24 hours.
Oh my God! Hey, no, don't bother.
Thanks to Nick the Bard.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks for
running call screening.
Thank you, Ken. I'll see you next week, buddy.
Will you be in next week?
Yeah, definitely. I'll see you then.
All right. See you then. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. If you have any late-breaking invented recipes, you can write them up and illustrate them and send them to me at ken@WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for Emily and Kimzilla with In Real Life.
Post-modern world, I suppose, 2018, a cover album by the band Phish is a cover album of an album that never existed by a obscure Scandinavian band that Phish made up and did such through these, you know, collaborators on the internet.
Evening lifers, lifers,
lifers,
it's like
with a ph.
With a ph.
Oh my God! Everything should be with a ph.
You're
during this hour.
You're listening to In Real Life. It's like really hard to say it with a ph, like to make it sound like it. I'm gonna keep trying though.
You just gotta roll with it, man. Just gotta roll with it.
Life. It's like a softer.
Yeah.
You
have to be gentle.
In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. We're excited to be here. We're happy. We're happy to be here. Are you happy to be here? I'm saying we, like the royal we, but royal are you we. Happy to be
I'm
here?
I'm so
Emily?
Happy to be here.
Are you? Okay.
I was dancing. You were dancing. The station.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
It's
it kind of looked
song,
like
guys.
It kind of looked
so
like the front page of WFMU.org right now with our Molly Ringwald dance.
She's dancing to our show too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's because we made the. We made our goal.
We made our goal?
Yeah.
Our fall fundraising goal?
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting.
I know.
That doesn't mean you can't give us money, though. If you were going to, and then you heard that we made our goal, and then you thought, oh, well, I don't need to.
Yeah, like, whoops, I forgot to give our show money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could still do it.
You could still do it.
But really.
We won't turn you away.
All we're saying right now is it was. October was pretty amazing.
October was amazing. Yeah.
I had a really fun time. There were, like. So part of my job here is to print out and to put up everybody's special shows. So if they're doing like a special fundraiser show,
right?
I would put that, print it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get it on WFMU.org. And then there's like the upcoming page mm-hmm. where you can see all the specials that people do.
Yeah.
And there were so many specials that it was the first time that there were like 5 pages of printouts.
That's
of like
amazing.
Specials after specials after specials.
Yeah, people got really into it. It was very cool. I mean, there was the art auction, the Wake and Bake art auction that you and I both went to.
Oh my God.
Which was
fantastic. Like, not only like over
like
the air.
Event.
This is like at Monty Hall.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite on-air specials?
On-air specials? Oh, besides our Sandy special, which
was
amazing.
That was my favorite.
I like Gaylord did a two-parter, which did 1970 songs from 1972,
mm-hmm.
which is the year I was born.
Oh,
well, you were born in like the 90s, right?
I was not. I was born in the 80s.
Really?
Yes, really.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
It's an important distinction for me to make. You know?
It's true.
Not sure why, but it is.
Yeah.
Hanging on to that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys for giving us your love and your money.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate
love
it.
Love and your dollars.
That was nice.
Yeah.
So also, just a few house updates, right? Yeah. We want to remind you guys that you can join us at WFMU.org, and then you click on the playlists and comments page. I've been practicing my HTML, so I've got some links in there that correlate with tonight's theme.
What? It's exciting.
It's very exciting. So don't talk to me about the italics for the titles of books because I couldn't figure out that part.
Oh, that's like a, yeah, an MLA.
It just made the whole
APA
thing italics.
Like
I couldn't,
like
it was the I, okay. the slash.
Forget it.
But we're getting there. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
And you can use that to talk to us during the show mm-hmm. if you want to.
Yeah.
If we're, you know, we're interviewing someone and you miss our voices, you can get our digital voices. It's like our little digital voice imprint on the comments board.
You mean like
talk with
a font?
Us there.
We yeah.
No, I just mean like you can chat with us.
You can chat with us and with others. Well, let's see who's
like
on
yourselves.
who's on there now? Let's see.
Aaron.
Let's see
in
some of our favorites. You know this already?
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Are you multitasking?
Yeah, I'm on the comments board. And Kate.
And Cherry Pie.
And Cherry Pie. Hey.
Hello. Richard S. has never heard of.
Well, should we tell people what the topic is? I think we just have to go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah.
Okay. At the risk of losing some or all of you.
All of you WFMU snobs.
Tonight's